Blog Talk Radio. November 17th, and this is Foxology Today. Boy, do I love that song. I think that's just the best song in the universe. I got a new attitude. Everything about me has changed. I am Silver Ray Fox, your host. Welcome to the show, and happy marvelous Monday to you. I hope it's a great day in your world, wherever you are. It's a great day here in Houston, but it's a chilly day. Yes, we have been bundling up here, turning on the heat in the car and in the house, and it's only mid-November. You know, I'll never forget the first year I moved here on Christmas Day. It was a sunny 84 degrees outside, and I put on a tank top and some shorts and my sunglasses and went on my Merry Christmas way that day. It wasn't chilly, but I was cool as a summer breeze, I thought. Yes, I was. I knew that this was the weather for me. But what the heck happened? The last couple of years, we have seen stretches of cold weather here. And, I mean, I have felt like I was waking up back in Wisconsin. I wonder, was that where I was? Might be time for another change, huh? Well, we'll just have to see. But speaking of change, 2014 is about to roll into 2015. It's coming at us fast. Are you one of those people who might be thinking about, it's, you know, looking at changing jobs or a new career direction? That's a good idea, but you might be feeling a little hesitant or maybe even a little scared about it, right? Well, that's normal, but don't let that stop you. Today we will talk about what to do when considering such a major change in your life. I'm joined by intuitive coach Sandy Athey today. She is an author, too, of The Daily Dance and a spiritual guide, influence, and inspirer to many. We will see what we can share today with you that will motivate you and move you into 2015 confident and ready to launch in a new direction. Doesn't that sound good? Doesn't that sound great, Sandy?
That sounds perfect. Don't we love a new year to start things? The end of the calendar, we start with January 1, and we have all these great plans, and it's such a nice time to look at resolutions and new beginnings.
Yeah, for sure. And I was glad to get the revelation that we should get a jump start on that and start planting seeds right now and getting people, you know, interested and inspired, because I think we kind of wait sometimes. I don't think that's everybody, but, you know, wait until, you know, the day before the year is about to turn and make this resolution list without having really given it much real thought and planning, which planning is a key element. And so I thought that if we got some things out there a little bit earlier and started again, motivating people to start planning for 2015 in a way that by the time it rolled in, boy, it looked like you know, you're going to move straight ahead from there. So I'm very excited about what we're talking about today. Sandy, I'm having some real feedback into my ears. Is that your phone that's doing that?
Oh, I don't
Everything
think so.
Everything
I'm saying
is coming back.
Oh, I have a brand new line, and it's nice and clear on my end.
Okay, well, maybe it will disappear, but it's I don't know if that'll be actually on the show information as it repeats, but hopefully that's not gonna happen. Okay, well, listen, we're gonna get right into our topic. I just thought I'd mention that if there was something we could do about that before we get started. But anyway, we're looking at the potential of a new line of work or career for those who might be considering it. You know, we're in a new age, and people don't stay at jobs as long as they used to, or they feel and understand that making the change is okay now. Before, people stayed in, you know, you found a job at 18 and stayed there until you were 65 if you were fortunate. But people just don't do that anymore, and they have the options, the choices, and the you know, ability now to make changes at any point in time in life. So we want to talk about going into 2015 perhaps in a new direction. So I wrote down a few things for us to talk about. You know, one of the first things, of course, people are going to want to do is look at, you know, and this is simple and practical, what is it that you really want to do? You know, I get a chuckle every time I see these stickers on the back of trucks, you know, cars, I'd rather be fishing. What would you rather be doing than what you're doing now? That's the first thing to look at. What would you really, in your heart of hearts, rather be doing? And really get that in your head as an idea and a possibility. What do you say to that, Sandy?
Oh, I think that's a great place to start. I was very inspired for this segment by Walt Disney, and I ended up watching sort of a documentary about his life story, and I've realized that a lot of very successful people have hard times before they actually get there. But the one thing that Walt Disney knew for sure is he knew what his dreams were. And he kept following that dream, and he kept following. He knew he wanted to make a difference in the world, and he wanted to do it through laughter and through stories. And, of course, we all know, you know, Walt Disney, his work is still prevalent even now. But he had a lot of hard times in the beginning, and he always held what he wanted to do. He was an artist. He started in Missouri drawing horses for people and getting a nickel for his drawings, or drawing their animals, or drawing commercial signs for their little store windows. And he just knew for sure that that was what he wanted to do the rest of his life. And he kept that dream alive and allowed everything else to flow into it so that things could be lined up for him to fulfill his dream. So hold on to your dreams. Hold on to that part of you that would rather be doing something else. And just know for sure that you can find a way to have that transferred to a job or to a career or to your own business.
That is absolutely, absolutely right, and a great, great place for us to launch. You said a couple of things I just want to reflect on before we go to the next thing, and that, you know, when we have an idea, sometimes we think it's just, you know, a little something coming across our mind, and we kind of think, or that's ridiculous, or how could I ever make that happen? I could never do that. But, you know, the thing is, yes, you can, and probably part of this conversation needs to be that look at that thing that keeps popping in your head, turning itself on like a light, coming to you when you're falling asleep or out of nowhere when you're sitting in your car at a stoplight. That may be a very real indication that there is something that's different that you could pursue, that you can do, that could be profitable for you. So when you hear stories like those of Walt Disney, you know that a little idea can turn into something absolutely phenomenal. And you also
a huge empire.
That, Yes,
yeah, it can turn into a huge empire. You don't have to know how to do it. That was what he learned along the way. You don't have to know how. You just have to go with that inspiration, what you're talking about, you know, that inspiration, and follow that and follow the steps. But you don't have to know the how. And I think that we forget about that sometimes. We think we have to know how we're going to do it. But we don't. We just have to hold on to the inspiration and the dream, and the how will show up if we pay attention.
Right. Another thing you said about him is that he had hard times, and a lot of times that will stop us just even thinking prior to doing something about how hard it is going to be. Well, it is. It's going to be hard. Chances are, anything that can turn into an empire that large or even a small empire is going to come easy. But the other truth about it, things were hard in the beginning. For most successful people, things are still hard within their lives, and hard in the sense that they don't get to bypass difficulty, challenge, and things like that in their lives. However, you develop the strength, the resiliency, the confidence, the ability to be able to handle all of those things in almost a skillful way once you have acclimated yourself enough to what it is you do. And the other thing I want to bring up in the midst of that is this. If you love what you do, and I think it was Confucius that said that choose a job you love and you will never have to work a day in your life. Well, that's what a lot of very successful people have done. And so when they meet the hard things, the hard challenges, it's just a part of process to them. It's a part of another way to make progress. And you'll feel the same way when you are in your element that you love, that you know that you were designed for, that was designed for you. It won't feel as cumbersome or perhaps burdensome as you continue. But you can't go through it without expecting that there will be things that come up to meet you that feel challenging. Challenge is a wonderful opportunity to build strength and wisdom as you move along in work, career, and life in general. So the other thing is to find the work you love. Write down the things that you love, and don't think of it in terms of I'm looking for my job as I write it down, but write down the things you love to do, and then go back over to the list and then ask yourself, what is on this list that could possibly point me toward a job that I would love, or a career, or perhaps a business that I might want to develop? What say you, Sandy?
Yes, yeah, that's a great idea. And when you're making that list, I always offer a suggestion when people are writing a list like that to not make it so specific about what you want to do, like I want to sit behind a desk, or I want to make it a little bit broader in terms of, a lot of people like flexible hours, or they want to work at night, or go with the natural rhythm of your body. And everybody is different, and a lot of people don't work 9 to 5, and a lot of people do. But if that doesn't work for you, put on your list flexible hours, or that you'd like it to include children. You don't have to specifically say, I want to be a teacher. You can just say, I'd like to have flexible hours and have it include children. Or I would like it to be something that I could travel with, if you like to travel. So you don't have to get very specific. Just put down those things that you love to do in a general sense. And then all of a sudden you'll form this picture, kind of like putting together an outfit, right, Ms. Silver Ray? It's like you got the dress, and then you put the accessories with it. Right. So get your basic ideas down, and then start accessorizing it and putting in a little bit more specifics. But have the inspiration in the list be to who you are as a person and what really makes you feel the best. Makes you feel good, makes you be at the top of your game and in your zone. And then that's what Confucius was saying. And then it will come to you and it will form around you. Somebody will say something, oh, have you ever thought of doing this? Or we have the wonderful internet now too, Silver Ray, which is such an opening for so many different things and offers so many opportunities for different types of businesses. So if that's something that you like and you can put it on your list, I would like to be innovative. I would like to make a difference in the technology world, you know, a little bit broader, and then you'll start seeing things in your life that correlate with that, and then you can kind of follow those breadcrumbs and make it happen.
Very good. And something else, I may have said a little bit about it, but I'm going to be more specific now, is maybe you're doing something already that you call a hobby or something that you just enjoy doing while you're watching television. I had a friend who really loved to make her own hats. She would actually started by buying some hats and then just really flavoring them up with, you know, her own taste and doing things to them to, you know, create something more fabulous. But ultimately what she did was went to school or classes to learn about hat making. And
oh,
she sells
fine.
Her hats now for a couple of $1,000s each.
Oh, that's
how
great.
Cool is that? You know, how cool is that? So, you know, it may be, and you know, when you think in terms of that, I mean, sell 3 or 5 hats a month, right? Who needs
sure.
another job?
So well, it reminds me of the Daily Dance. I did not sit down and write the Daily Dance. I was writing scripts for my radio shows, and I was writing things for my blog, and it turned into a book. I didn't sit down
there
to write it. It just it evolved and became that. So, you follow that inspiration, and the universe will support that.
Yeah, for sure. And, you know, writing, of course, is another area. Maybe you do love to write. Maybe you love to write poems. Maybe you can write a children's story, and or maybe you want to write inspiring things for women, or, you know, find out what it is and develop that as a career goal for yourself. And these things, I want to emphasize again, are just not as hard as they used to be. Too many platforms that offer very inexpensive or even free support when you want to put a project together. It may take some scouring the internet to find it, but when we are launching things these days, it's just amazing how much you can achieve with minor resources. And so I really want to encourage you, if you've got a hobby, an idea, don't let thinking about money stop you. If you
or any other fear
enough,
right
yeah,
or any other
sure.
fear too
yes, look for the resources, and don't be afraid to call people and ask them how they did it. How did they make something happen? Where did they start when it seemed like there was no place to start? Be sure you do that. One of my other favorite quotes, and I don't know who said this, but Marinella something, but I can't recall. If you believe the doubts in your mind, you won't achieve the dreams in your heart. If you believe the doubts in your mind, you won't achieve the dreams in your heart. I'm throwing that in now because that's one of the big things that will stop most of us, even after all that we've said, Sandy. Even after all that we've said.
Oh, yes.
We
fear,
deal with
fear
a
is
lot
a,
of... Yeah. Yeah, we deal with a lot of self-doubt and a lot of fear. But again...
And we always think someone else can do it. We can't do it. You know, Walt Disney did it, but I couldn't do that. Of course you could.
Yeah.
He was just a regular person. Or Dale Carnegie or any of, Bill Gates or, anybody. We can all do it. We all have that spark inside of us.
Mm-hmm.
They follow their dreams.
We really do have room for all of that invention and innovation and creation that people have to offer. And I again, just want to encourage anyone who has been resting on ideas or thoughts that they know should manifest, become a reality. The world needs it, or else it wouldn't be so alive in your heart or in your mind. So try to push aside those doubts by taking a first step in the right direction, by just, again, looking on the internet, seeing what other people are doing until you reach that point where you say, oh, yes, I can. I can take this first step. I can move in that direction. It's really what I want to do. And but I do want to encourage you, maybe not just overnight, but again, we're trying to launch into 2015 going in that direction. So get sure, be sure you get enough information and that you've created a little bit of a map, some steps that will take you in that direction. Some people may be able to just really jump ship from where they are and go ahead and, you know, take off running from where they are. A lot of us are going to have to do a different kind of planning depending on where you are financially and other places in mm-hmm. your life. But it makes sense to create some short map, if not the long map, of how you want to get where you want to go.
And follow another the thing feeling of it, Silver Ray. Follow the feeling. If it feels right to you to go in a certain direction, follow those instincts. Follow that feeling. Even if your head says, no, 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 follow what your gut says. That's always yeah. important, too. Follow what your instincts tell
yeah.
you.
We're sometimes afraid of that, too, Sandy. Sometimes we are.
I think
we sometimes
just,
don't think
that's just how we're built. Yep.
Yeah, but we've got to override all of that and follow our heart and our dream and our passion. Another thing I love, and Steve Harvey and both Steve Harvey and Jack Canfield give us direction in this area. Jack Canfield, the author of Chicken Soup for the Soul and all those other books, one of the all-time best-selling authors in the universe, said to act as if, and Steve Harvey, of course, has his new book, I'll Act Like a mm-hmm. Success. Why I'm throwing that in there, because you can't feel fully bloomed if you're not acting as if. And they get it across in a way that they're not saying that you are a facade of what you want to be. But if you're believing in yourself to become something significant and important and valuable, a contributor, then that confidence needs to start in you right now. I know that I'm built mm-hmm. for something bigger and better and special and wonderful that can be helpful. And you walk in that kind of confidence, not just you know, when you're around people, but in every step you do, the calls you make, you know, you don't have to feel like, oh, what's this person going to think if I ask them that, and I'm nobody. No, you are somebody with a dream and a direction and an idea that you're trying to make happen. Act like you know that. Act like you know that what you're trying to get to is already molded and designed for you, and you're stepping right into it as a perfect fit. Act
confident.
Act like
confident.
Yes.
Yeah.
Act
bring
like
that
a
confidence
success.
With you.
Yeah. Act like a success right now. And if you don't know what that looks like, study those people who are walking and talking like it right now. And all you have to do mm-hmm. is stand a little taller, talk a little with a little bit more confidence and surety about what it is you're doing and where you're going, and you'd be surprised. You'll find yourself very convinced about yourself in a very short time.
And you know, Steve Harvey, I love Steve Harvey, and I love the way he mm-hmm. talks about clothes, too. And he'll make fun of himself for what he wore years ago. Have you ever seen him do that? He's so funny. But clothes
no.
just came to mind when you were talking about walking in confidence. You know, step up the look a little bit and have it be appropriate for you and have it be professional and feel good about it. Do your hair, do your face, you know, and really own that. They've always said that, Silver Ray. They've always said to dress one step further than the job you have, you know, to dress mm-hmm. as your supervisor would dress
mm-hmm.
because
mm-hmm.
that has a big impact as well, not only on how people view us, but how we view ourselves when we're put together
yeah.
nicely and we feel good and we have that confidence. We bring that to the table in a very significant way.
Yes, for sure, for sure. Another thing on our list, we have just a few minutes left. Sandy, we're going to try to hit a couple of more points before we let people go. But there's another quote I want to throw out there, and this one was by Frank Lloyd Wright. He says, I know the price of success. It's dedication, hard work, and unremitting devotion to the things you want to see happen. And I'm going to say that again. I know the price of success. Dedication, hard work, and an unremitting devotion to the things you want to see happen. All of that is so very important that you realize that whatever it is you're deciding to do or change or seek, it's going to take some good focus, being dedicated to making it happen, not thinking, oh, God, did I just make the worst decision of my life? I want my old job back. I want to go back to where I was. But knowing that if you really want to see it happen, the dream, the career, the job, you know, just stay dedicated. Maybe you're trying to climb the career ladder. Maybe you're already with a fantastic company, corporation, or organization, and you want, you know, to have your territory enlarged. You want to go higher. You want to be something bigger. Well, stay dedicated to that. And again, act as if. Let people around you see the confidence. Let them see your dedication. Let them see that you're a dedicated worker, that you do work hard and diligently, that you're, you know, going the extra mile. Those are the kind of things that people notice. And I know some people are saying, yeah, I've done all that and it hasn't gotten me anywhere. Well, here's what I tell people, because I've seen that more times than I can tell you. I see the dedication. I see the hard work. I see the extra mile, and then I see an attitude that needs adjustment.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
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 I've done it.
Where is it? Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So remember that attitude has to play a great, great role. You need a great, confident attitude as well.
Well, and humbleness is sort of like a soup, you know. You put the humbleness and the confidence in there together, and that's a nice soup. That's a nice combination.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you're working hard because it's the right thing to do.
That's for sure. Well, we've covered a lot of points that I hope have been inspirational. There's one more I'm going to put out there and let you comment on it, and then I'm going to wrap it up. I just want to say to people again, don't be afraid. Be bold and be confident as you go into these next few weeks and putting together your ideas and plans and thoughts, and then putting together a short map. And here's a quote from Winston Churchill that it's very insightful. He says, success is not final. Failure is not fatal. It's the courage to continue that counts. And I wanted mostly to focus on the courage to continue that counts, because that's what it's going to take sometimes for a lot of people to make that change, just the courage. So remember that as a part of your map, that it's going to start with courage, and things will continue with courage.
That's wonderful. That's wonderful. And I'm going to close my segment with the Walt Disney quote, which is, laughter is timeless, imagination has no age, and dreams are forever.
Wow. That is wonderful. Thank you so much again, Sandy. We're going to be doing a part two to this next week as well, so it'll be a continuation of some ideas that I hope, again, will inspire and motivate you to start taking a look at 2015 with yourself in mind. And what is it that you really would love to be doing? What would you really say that you are shaped and carved and made to do in this life? And embrace that and look at the big picture and not be afraid to take that big picture by the horns and go into 2015 ready and confident to take yourself in a whole new area of work and career. I want to thank you again for being a great listener. I appreciate you so much taking the time to tune in. And again, I encourage you, if you would share Foxology Today with your friends and your family and your social media, let them know that I'm always talking about something fantastically positive and helpful and something that's going to empower you as an individual. I hope you have the most amazing day, and I'm going to look forward to talking to you next time.